listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by the Envision Advisors at Your Castle Real Estate.
Hey, what's up, Colorado? Today's podcast is going to cover the market updates for October for both the Denver and Colorado Springs market. My name is Chris Lopez. I'll be talking Denver, and my co-host is Jenny Bayless, who'll be talking about Colorado Springs. Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about you, Chris?
Doing good. I'm excited to do another month of stats on here. So we'll dive into it. And also, listeners, Jenny and I were chatting before the show. We want to do a little new format for the show as well. So if you guys have ideas, more tidbits you want to hear, shoot me a message. Curious to get for feedback and ideas because we want to do more and just go over stats every month. But stats are important, so we'll add on there. So Jenny, what is the Colorado Springs market up to?
I think the best way to describe it is copy paste for the same, you know, majority of this year. We are up a little bit in average home sale. Median is hovering between that 440 and 450. We're at 446 for the month. So it is interesting that we did reach our highest average at 510. So that is a new record for Colorado Springs.
And that happened in October, right?
Yeah. So, but I mean, with average, I always take that with a grain of salt. There could be one really, you know, expensive outlier property that kind of dragged that up a little bit. But I mean, it is in line with what we've been seeing. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
So our average actually went down from the previous month here in Denver.
Really?
Yeah. We were at last month, a 618 average. This month, or I'm sorry, in September, 618 average. October was a 612 average.
Wow. Okay.
So that's interesting. So actually a little difference in the market there. But our median price did go up.
Okay. Ours went up a tiny bit.
Because everyone remembers the difference between median and average, I'm sure. So
I like to look at median because, you know, you never know if there's some giant estate that was sold and is dragging up the average, or, you know, some tiny little hut was sold and lowering it. So that's kind of how I go to look to median myself. How about you?
I don't have a go-to. You're much more of a numbers person than I am, Jenny. I look at both. That's my response. I don't know enough to say this one's better or this one's worse.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What about in terms of like price appreciation? So obviously you saw it, prices appreciate from the previous month. I'm still assuming pretty strong price appreciation year to date.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still double digits. So I think we're looking at from October to October, a 16.3% price appreciation for median, 18% for average, which is down a little bit of a year over year comparison from, you know, a few months ago when it was in the 20s. But 16 is still extremely high for a year over year price appreciation point.
Oh, yeah. So Springs is at 16. We are at 13% year to date median price appreciation. So you guys are up a few percent on Denver. What about your new listings? You were saying something before we hit record that your new listings was different than you're expecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went down, which I know you posed the question, well, isn't that seasonality? And in any other year, I would say yes, probably. But this year has been so strange within the market that I was sort of thinking and expecting that with all the pent-up, you know, demand issues, supply issues, that we'd be seeing that kind of like even out a little bit towards the winter months. But I guess not. It's still getting restricted. So it was really fascinating that even though I would say in terms of making offers, it's been a little bit less competitive, just in the sense that you don't have to, you know, pledge your firstborn to get a house. I think that there's probably less properties for sale, so a lower supply still. And then I'm thinking that just some of the buyers must have dropped out of the market at this point. Because I would have thought based on activity that there was more available, if that makes sense.
more available just on like overall inventory? I didn't follow your analogy there.
Yeah, I was just thinking that based on the type of competition that we've been seeing for our clients, that there was more properties available because it's been less cutthroat. But I think that there's just fewer buyers.
Because with our like listings, our listings are down from the previous month. Like we had about 6,100 listings in September, 5,300 in October. So that was down, which is, you know, seasonality, but we had a lot less listings compared to October last year, like 6,300 is about 1,000 more. So we were both down previous month and year over year. And you actually have more listings than you did last year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're actually starting to see some different trends between Denver and the Springs market.
Not too different.
Oh yeah, but slightly. Hey, at least it's slightly different.
Something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Something different to talk about. I mean, as far as everything else, like, I mean, we're still seeing strong price appreciation. We're still seeing strong demand. Numbers are still not back to, you know, pre-COVID seasonality times. So not much has changed there. Still very much a seller's market. I think it's the same thing in the Springs market, right?
Definitely.
And then this was something interesting on, you know, the rental side. I know, you know, Springs is seeing strong rent increase as well, but we got the quarter three Denver rent and vacancy report, and vacancy is about 3.8%, which is about the same as quarter two. Rent has gone up. The average rent was $1,725. Average rent earlier this year. Let me start over right now. I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. Average rent is $1,725 this quarter. This quarter in 2019 was $1,505. So about $200 increase, which is about a 13% increase in rents. So again, same thing we've been talking about, just some actual numbers on there. Low vacancy drives up rents, and vacancy has definitely fallen here for this year. In Denver, and I think Springs is on the same trajectory, right, Jenny?
Yep. What have you been seeing for your personal portfolio? Have you been having a lot of vacancy or anything, or
no,
rent increases?
Really, let's see. I had one tenant turn, and that was we increased the rent and very low vacancy. Just had another unit turn. Renter is staying. $100 a month rent increase. So very low vacancy, and rents are jumping in my personal stuff. So all in line with this.
Yep.
And I know you had an article that you wanted to highlight about a 25-story tower in Colorado Springs. What is this?
Yeah, I think this is pretty significant. So I guess there are plans. I don't really know where they are in the process, but it was proposed that a 25-story tower that's going to have residential, office, you know, shopping, that sort of thing, right in downtown Colorado Springs. So that is pretty significant. I think that is kind of going to be you know, a start to changing kind of how the city looks from a skyline perspective. So I think that's a pretty big deal.
Do you know what the current like highest building is downtown or in downtown Springs?
I think I heard it was like only a few hundred feet shorter than this one. But I mean, anytime I think developers are competing to have the tallest building in the city, I think that's a sign that the city has a lot of growth ahead of it.
Yes, I would agree. So from a high level here, as we wrap up, Jenny, what's the key takeaway for people wanting to look to invest in Colorado Springs?
I mean, really just we'll keep going at it. You probably will be disappointed with the lack of inventory would probably be the most negative factor on that. I think in terms of if you do find something that you like, we do have to be competitive, but not extremely aggressive as we had to earlier this year. So that will compensate for it. So still being patient, persistent is the best approach.
Yep. Same thing up here in Denver. I'll add on a few additional things. I mean, I think the market is, you know, it's cooling off a little bit, it looks like. Still appreciating, still very much in a seller's market, but no price drops on the horizon. No, you know, rent drops on the horizon. So if it's long-term, you know, wealth building, still a good time to buy. Interest rates will probably start ticking up in the near future. So from my perspective, hey, don't sit on the sidelines. You want to go out there, buy a property. Obviously, there's if you're looking in Denver, Colorado Springs, reach out to me and Jenny. We can talk to you about the pros and cons of both. Colorado Springs, lower price point. A lot of investors going down there now. And Jenny and Lee are starting to do some more deals in Pueblo as well for just price point and some ratio reasons. So we'll be talking about more deals, more numbers in future podcasts. But if you guys are out there actively hunting, want to get a sense for what market, what investments are best for you, reach out. Me and Jenny love sitting down and talking about the properties and what's the best property for your current portfolio and goals. So Jenny, any closing thoughts as we wrap up here?
Not from me.
All right. Well, another great month. Thank you. And Colorado, if you guys have questions, reach out. We'll talk to you soon.